T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, it is a huge sports story, what's going on with the Houston Astros right now. And really, a lot of it, as often happens with scandal, it goes beyond just, you know, the primary, you know, person or group, in this case the Astros, to then the handling of this scandal, if you will, which then points squarely, and again, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, points squarely at Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, who, as we know, he already made the decision, which is, you know, probably irreversible, to give immunity to the players for the Houston Astros. I mean, he presented to them, this goes back a couple of months ago, hey, I want you guys to talk. You know, this report came out, you know, the pitcher that spoke, you know, publicly about it, that used to be an Astro. And so he goes to them and says, okay, I want to find out what happened. I need to find out what happened. I need to have something here going, but I need you to talk to me for me to find out. So, okay, you guys get immunity. Well, you can't roll that back. He gave him immunity. So the question then becomes, in light of the fact that you cannot suspend Jose Altuve, and we'd all love to see him suspended, you can't suspend the guy. He's already been told, and it's probably written documentation on all this, you can't suspend him. So, okay, should you then take the championship away? And again, 888-729-9494. I know everyone, I don't say everyone, I know many people want it taken away and think it should be, and it'll make people feel good. I just don't think, I don't know how to put this, I don't think it's practical. Because where do you stop? I mean, does anyone believe Reggie Bush didn't win the Heisman? Does anyone believe that the Fab Five didn't go to the Final Four? And again, we have situations in our own backyard here in Philadelphia. You know, whether it's the 08 Phillies, I mean, J.C. Romero, start of 09, was suspended for performance-enhancing drugs related to 08. That happens. I mean, I'm not making that up. That happened. So are we taking down the 08 Phillies championship? 93 Phils.
No, you're taking away this tainted championship.
Well, why this one and not – I'm asking a question, John. Why this one and not others?
Because this one is bigger. This one is recent. This one is doing the right thing now while you can still make a dent here. You know, like the annals of history will show that things went wrong, things weren't corrected. It's ugly. Right now, you've got a chance to sort of come clean. And I think we'd all feel better about it.
Well, look, we'll say again.
I can't understand why you wouldn't get behind
it's
that.
Not, I just don't think it's practical. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Look, again, 888-729-9494. Twitter poll question of the day.
Practicality? I don't see that as having anything to do with this. You have the power, whether it's practical or not, to right or wrong.
Well, I suppose
you've already messed it up with the whole immunity thing.
No, he really messed
now,
it up.
Now try to, I don't know, scrub that stain out by just, you know, erasing this blemish.
Unbelievable. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. You can watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook, the region's number one sportsbook, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, should the Houston Astros 2017 championship be taken away? A, yes, B, no. And I would strongly encourage you, when you vote on this or when you call in here today at 888-729-9494, to really think about the implications of what you're saying. I don't think it's as simple as just, you know, the Astros cheated, take it away, and that's clean and simple, and that's it. I think it's actually far more complicated than that, again, with ramifications through different decades of baseball with cheating. I mean, you know, how do you just stop there? 1951, you know, the Giants beat the Dodgers. Giants win the pennant. They were from center field. They were looking at what opposing pitchers were doing down the second half of that season. It's part of how they came back 13 games removed from the Dodgers and beat them to end the regular season and go to the World Series. So does that National League Championship come down? I mean, where do you stop it? Stop the Insanity. Who was the woman Stop the Insanity, John? What was that woman's name?
I don't know.
You know, the old Stop the Insanity woman.
I don't know. Joe, why are you talking about everything else? I mean, don't worry about everything else.
I make the case for the Astros.
Focus on this.
What's the case?
Make this right. That's the case. The union has done a great job providing the players immunity for their testimony. They've admitted to doing wrong. Now, I know there's some legalese here, and that's over my head. But there has to be a way to figure out how to take a ring from every guy, you know, that is wearing one. Because think about that. If you're one of these players, like, I think about the ring thing a lot myself because I've got two runner-up rings, you know, the conference championship rings, not the Super Bowl ring, and I don't ever wear them, you know, because it's like a reminder of losing.
Now, I can understand that. Yeah.
Now, if you're an Astros player, you got a World Series ring, it's something you've dreamt of your entire existence.
Yes.
Do you wear that thing? Like, I don't think I'd want – I don't think I would want – this is the first time in history.
Oh, listen.
I don't think I'd want to wear the World Series championship ring anyway.
This is significantly tainted, and I agree with you. The Astros players maybe will look at it different than they did 2 months before this all started, you know, because this has gone where it's gone. Look, it's a big deal. Again, 888-729-9494. James, what do you make of this? So the Houston Astros – and by the way, we're having some phone issues right now, so as soon as the phone lines are back rolling, we'll obviously get to the phone calls. James, your opinion of whether the Astros championship, forget if you can actually, you know, go find 25 rings from 25 guys. You know, some of them have probably already been, I would have sold mine. Now, James, would you take the championship away? Would you say the Houston Astros no longer are the 2017 World Series champions?
I'm surprised by my answer because I generally lean towards it's silly to vacate stuff because we were all there in the moment. We all saw it happen. But I've actually come around. Yes, I think they should take it away because at this point, first to Richie's point, this is bigger. I mean, this is bigger than any other cheating scandal we've had in sports. PEDs, that was a thing, but everyone was doing it. It wasn't even illegal when a lot of people were doing it. It was just frowned upon. I mean, it wasn't actually written in the rules as illegal.
This is something true.
Where this is proven. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this happened, that they cheated the game.
Oh, they admitted it.
They admitted it.
Hey, Joe,
can you do at this point? There are too many players speaking out. There is too much discord in the sport. I think the only thing you could do that will make any sort of an impact on any sort of national scale is to take the rings away. Yeah, take the World Series away. Vacate it.
What point, John? You said, what about that point? What are you talking about?
His point that steroids were not against the rules when guys
steroids. We've been down this road a million times. I mean, my thing is—
This was against the rules.
I know.
The league said, stealing signs, it's something that teams are going to try— But the use of technology to aid in your quest steal signs is prohibited.
Believe me, I understand the distinction you're making. I mean,
it's a major distinction.
I understand it, but at the same time, steroids were illegal in the nation.
Okay.
Just because it wasn't on the books. Oh, you know what you're not allowed?
Joe,
you know what you're not allowed to do in baseball?
It's not as cut and dry.
You're not allowed to do this thing that's
so
illegal.
Obvious. It's so obvious that is not cut and dry because it's against the rules in America to use these drugs for performance enhancement, but it's not against the rules of baseball. So that's sticky. That's a sticky situation. There's nothing sticky about this. This is obvious. They've admitted wrongdoing. The league knows it was wrong. Everyone in the world knows it's wrong. Now it's like they're walking around with gorgeous hardware on their hands. Stop that where – Stop that right now and set a precedent for future teams that if they're going to go down this road, there will be consequences. Because right now, the consequences are laughable. Right now, you've got their owner saying, hey, this didn't affect anything.
Well, he's an idiot.
Well, it did.
Yeah, he's a total idiot. That guy's an idiot. By the way, again, the Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Should the Astros 2017 championship be taken away? A, yes, B, no. We'll incorporate some of the answers that come in. Not, you know, obviously yes and no, but you can type up some comments there. We'll make this interactive. You can interact with the show on the text line, on Twitter, and on Facebook while our phone lines are down. And we'll have James start reading some of them in short order. We also, because I'm trying to see how long, John, we can go effectively with this show without the phone lines. I think we can do it. But I bet you there's some people right now listening and say, hey, these guys can't talk for an hour or two if there's no phone lines. Let's welcome in Mr. Spike Eskin.
We
can do it, Spike.
You better be able to.
Yeah. I do 3 hours of podcasting every week without a phone line.
Yeah, but that's
all I'm allowed to talk about is the Sixers.
Yeah, but podcasting, that's a lesser thing. I mean, you're not.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real.
Lesser
here.
Meaning thousands of people come out to see me.
Wow.
So, that's lesser, wow. I guess.
Spike, yeah. Good afternoon or good morning. How are you, sir?
Just talking a little cheating here.
Well, I mean, what do you think? I mean, we got a lot. By the way, we got a lot to discuss with you, including John yesterday was so geeked up about the NBA All-Star game. But we'll push that aside for a moment.
Yeah.
And we have a certain trial.
Yes.
It's happening in 2 days.
It's very big news, the trial. Uh-huh. People are talking about the trial everywhere.
Oh, I agree. I see.
As they should. The integrity of the station and the show is at stake.
Yeah. So, wow. All right, we're going to get to all that. Should the Houston Astros championship be taken away?
I am a person who does not think cheating is punishable in that way. I think we make a big deal out of it when it's not our team. That's been the history in sports for the last 125 years. Well, I haven't been alive that long, but as long as I can remember back with sports. So the furthest back I remember cheating when I was a kid was because I remember my dad bringing this up specifically. It was when Mike Scott with the Astros.
Absolutely, 1986.
Yeah, all of a sudden this pitcher, John, went from being this average pitcher to winning the Cy Young. And it was all because he would scuff the ball. He had something in his hand, like sandpaper or something. He would scuff, and he got caught doing it. So I remember that. But remember the Negroes also put stuff on the ball. And like,
can I just say for a moment? Yeah. I would like to interject something.
Yeah.
Maybe the most underrated, because people probably forget it if you live through it. One of the most phenomenal things ever. Remember when Kevin Gross got caught?
Oh yeah, when he threw the thing.
Yeah, yeah. He threw it like toward third base. He's like, where? He's like, what are you looking for? And the umps are like, dude, you just threw it to third base.
Yeah, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
And it's, you know, scuffing the ball, doing something to the ball with as fast as they throw it is an enormous advantage, right? So then I remember Albert Bell corking the bat.
Yep, absolutely.
And then I remember, obviously, there was the PED thing.
Yep. Who was the guy where all the Super Bowls came out of his bat? Remember
that? I do remember really that.
The guy's bat broke, and all the Super Bowls came flying out of the bat all around the infield.
Well, and corking a bat was when they would.
Someone
they would
tell
drill
us on Twitter who that person was. That was
with the Super Bowls.
Yeah, Super Bowls.
Well, and George Brett. I guess he wasn't really cheating.
The Pines are, yeah. No.
So then there's the PED thing, and then there's the Phillies get caught cheating in 2010, something like
I
that.
Think, yeah.
And I just, for me, and I feel the same way about PEDs, right? For some reason, we've determined some drugs that you can take that can make you, recover faster are not fine. But some drugs that you can take to recover faster are fine. You know, whether you get a shot in your elbow, which is given by a doctor, which basically means that you can't feel the pain and you can perform. It's a performance-enhancing drug. Caffeine is a performance-enhancing drug in some sports, in Olympic sports, in cycling, or what you're combining the caffeine with. And some are not in baseball. And I think when you start saying that they cheated so badly that it doesn't count anymore, I think you open the door to so many championships that shouldn't count. And the only sport that vacates championships is college sports, and nobody recognizes it anyway.
No one does.
Right.
Why are you guys worried about past championships? We're let's just say, for the sake of this argument, that those are done. Those are over with. Those are safe. Like, we can't go back and right all the wrongs of history
because
we're trying to do the right thing right now.
Because it's 6 years ago instead of 3 years ago?
This is now. This is this World Series. This is still being presided over. Like, that stuff, there's a lot that, you know, you can point at and you can try to sort it out and say, hey, it's a little bit – a little bit wonky, a little bit nebulous, like they did this wrong, that wrong. You got an argument like that can never be won. when you're talking about the past.
But
this is the present.
But then what now?
You can set what a precedent now that if you cheat, we are going to do something that's so severe, it will prevent you from wanting to cheat
can I tell
anymore.
You, can I tell you? I'm sorry, Joe. Vacating a championship will not do that. If you want,
I think it will.
No.
That's the whole goal.
No, the whole goal.
The whole goal is to win the world championship.
That's fans' goal.
That's the fans' goal. It's the players' goal.
It's the fans' goal. The players' goal is to make money and to be successful personally. And if you are not robbing them of their livelihood, they're not going to change any. Do you think anyone who was on the Astros, any one of those players who still has, by the way, a World Series ring and has video of the championship all of those things and say, well, you know what? You're actually not the champion anymore. They're not going to care. If you really want to do this thing, suspend every one of those guys without pay for a year.
Well, you can't do it now because you already gave them immunity. Well, that's the other problem.
Right,
that's the point.
The commissioner messed it up.
You can't do that. They have immunity. I'm telling you, I was a player.
But not every player is you.
I was playing to win the world championship.
No, I believe in
you. Yes, it was nice that you got a lot of money to play a sport, like the game that you loved. That's amazing. It's a dream. But the dream on top of that dream is to achieve at the highest level and to be the best in the world. That's why they're playing. And if you can take that away, you will prove a point.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, John. To prove the point is a future thing. I think there's another aspect to this that I don't think you've considered yet. And frankly, I don't think many people have considered yet, which is not the past aspect, right? Okay, what do you do with the 93 Phils? What do you do with the 08 Phils? What do you do with the Yankees in 2000?
Why do you keep saying, what do you do? Nothing.
Well,
it's done.
I get it. You're saying
this
you're saying ignore the.
Let's talk about this World Series.
Let's talk about the other aspect of this. No one focuses on the future. So where's the line drawn for future cheating? What if it's not electronic sign stealing, but some other form of cheating? A lesser form. It's a way lesser form, but it's cheating. Okay, are we going to take the 2023 championship away from the Cleveland Indians because they did X, Y, and Z? I don't know what they did. I don't know.
Maybe.
Now you get into the
world of
ridiculousness.
At least there's that threat.
Why is it ridiculous?
Why is it ridiculous? It's ridiculous that you're trying to say a pretend scenario that we're taking a world championship away for something we don't even know
what the situation is.
But, John,
we know there will be future cheating.
Of course there will
be. We know there will
be future cheating.
And cheating right now.
Now, if you take the championship away, if you take the championship away, you will dissuade those teams, those players, those organizations from going down that road.
Can I tell you so we're saying the players have immunity, but – you know who doesn't have immunity is the organizations, right? The teams themselves don't have immunity. If you're talking about what you really want to stop it from happening is not to take their championship away, is to not penalize the Astros $5 million, which is a drop in the bucket, as Chris Bryant said.
That was a joke.
Penalize them $30 million and say if anything else comes, if we find out that you do anything else, you have to sell the franchise. But they won't do it. They won't do it because that would really do it, because then all of a sudden the orders come down from above and the owner saying,
well, that's the most drastic thing for that owner.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to Donald Sterling. Now look, it's a different example.
Yeah.
The players won't care if the guys who are doing the cheating won't care if the owner is threatened.
Part of the problem
that they
is their livelihood or their championships are threatened. It's their boss.
But they're still going
it's
to
it's the
do
person
what
who
they
pays
can
the
I agree with John though on that aspect. They're still a multimillionaire. I mean, you know, they work for someone else.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but if you're a player who wants to get a job in baseball, right? After you leave this and the owners know that you cost that owner $50 million in the franchise. You think it's going to be easy to get a job? How easy do you think it's going to be to get a job?
Well,
if you are the one, if they put down this rule and say, do not do this, we don't want any of this, we don't want, if you play for our franchise, you're agreeing to this in your contract, that you think it's going to be easy for that guy to get a job? I don't.
Well, I'll just tell you
this.
If the Philadelphia Phillies or Phillies fans have the chance to sign Jose Altuve, I think they want to sign Jose Altuve.
Oh, sure. We're total frauds. I mean, we're total hypocrites in that way, 1,000,000%.
So, James, what do you make of everything Spike said here in the last 5 minutes? I mean, does it change your mind in any way?
No, look, again, I think you have to set a precedent at this point. Again, like, just because cheating happened in the past and it didn't get punished doesn't mean that we should allow it to continue into the future, especially something that is...
But, James, do you understand how many different teams... And we can go across sports. I mean, I know baseball doesn't have to worry about basketball, football, and hockey. But do you know how many different teams you could find something?
Sure, might be but there's a difference between something and a massive... clear cheating scandal that won them games. I mean, it is irrefutable that they didn't win the World Series because they cheated.
Well, but wait, and I know we're not going into the past, but isn't it irrefutable that Brady Anderson went from a 15 home run a game guy to a 50 home run a game guy overnight?
Sure.
And that can change the trajectory of an entire franchise, especially if there's more than one person doing it on that team, right? We would agree.
Of course.
Mike Scott went from an average pitcher to a Cy Young pitcher, which I think we would agree, like, you go from a 10-win guy with a 4.5 ERA to a 20-win guy with a 2.3 ERA. That changes the—I mean, that team was
totally
in the world, was in the NLCS
yes.
that year.
Yep.
So
but there's
just
a difference between individual people doing that.
Not in baseball.
It's a coordinated team effort where they were using video technology.
How do you
technology.
Know? Wait a minute. But I disagree that steroids weren't a coordinated team effort. Like, who do you think you
right.
talk back? They were shooting each other in the butt with needles.
And again, to be fair, steroids were not illegal in baseball. This is a different thing. I understand your point, but first of all, I think probably 90 to 95% of people were taking steroids in baseball, so you're all on an even playing field for the most part. But again, it wasn't illegal. This is a clear breaking of the core rules of baseball. With a heart, the integrity of the game is on the line here. Like, this is not just a...
So should the Phillies vacate the World Series because they were cheating? They were stealing signs.
But everyone steals signs. This is a different level.
No, no, James.
You can't penalize somebody because they're good at it.
What's your answer to the question?
No. There's a different level. You can have different levels. There are areas of gray here.
Your answer is no. The Phillies should not vacate the World Series, right?
Right, correct.
Right, that's your answer. And to Spike's point, and I agree with him, you're now, James, you're legislating gray area. You're talking about, and I agree with you. I know that's what you're doing.
There is gray area.
My point is that is an impossible.
You have to.
But look, if maybe someone had, maybe if they had made a decision in the past about cheating, maybe this cheating doesn't happen now. Maybe if someone had actually done something about cheating before, we're not talking about the Astros
Amen,
right now.
Brother.
The integrity of the sport isn't on the line.
Maybe we should just cut off all their hands. You know, maybe we
I
should
hate
just.
That idea.
You
yeah.
know, I don't. I think it's a fair thing that anyone that was even a ticket salesperson, a parking attendant, yep. if you were involved with the Astros, you get at least one hand cut off.
No, I would like to just say this.
I don't see why. I don't understand why it's so preposterous to take away the championship.
Yeah,
it's
I
just
agree.
Flat out. It's
because
cut and
it's a coward's penalty.
It's
it doesn't do anything. It's a coward's penalty.
But it does
goal.
To the players
it's the
in
ultimate.
Baseball.
Yes.
I mean, they've
the
all come
ultimate.
Out and said, this is what we play for. We play for that trophy. We play for that title.
Liars.
Take it away. Yeah.
If Mike Trout played for a trophy, why did he re-sign with the Angels?
That's a good
he's a
argument.
Liar.
That's a good argument.
Yeah.
Right there.
They're liars.
John, do you think the Patriots cheated against you in 2004?
Probably.
But yeah. we don't know, right? We speculate. It's stuck in between 2001, the Rams situation, and 2007, the Spygate situation. Mm-hmm. 2004 is right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of your teammates believe there was cheating, but it's also kind of speculative, and it's unfortunate to speculate because I'd love to know the answer.
It's crazy when you get into the nuts and bolts of this.
Right.
You know, like the whole idea of changing the inflation value of balls that Tom Brady got busted for.
Right.
I mean, I know every quarterback in the league had the balls exactly the way he wanted.
Great example.
And it was the equipment kid's job to make sure those balls were just right. They were taking them and scuffing them and putting them underwater and then putting them in the dryers and rolling them around and doing all that. Like, everyone's doing all these little things.
I want to use that as an example, James, to your point. So let's say, and we don't know it, okay, because there's still gray area what the heck happened with those footballs. Let's say, James, that we knew that Tom Brady or his cohorts, that they deflated those footballs and they won a Super Bowl that year. Do you think the New England Patriots should be stripped of that 2014 Super Bowl championship?
I think the deflating footballs is a tough one because I think that's a stupid rule to begin with. So, I mean, and the levels of it was so minor. The thing is
so you're going to say no because this is minor cheating, right? That's what you're going to say, right?
I'm saying there are levels.
Hey, Spike, it's minor cheating.
There are levels. There are levels. How are there not levels of cheating? How can you not
understand
that?
I don't understand how you don't see that.
It's not all created equal.
You're married, right, James?
We know for a fact that this happened.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
No, it's not.
It's not. There are levels.
The guy. Okay, so
not all cheating is created equal.
In this hypothetical, and again, it's a hypothetical because we're going on the basis of if we knew.
How about this? I'll give you a different one. If we knew for a fact that they were filming signals and using those signals to win games, then yes, take their Super Bowls away.
All right, but taking air out of the ball, make it easier for the quarterback to throw the ball. That doesn't qualify.
I'm telling you, yes, there are gray areas. Like, how can you not understand the concept of gray area?
I don't get it either.
I understand it. What I'm telling you is it's impossible to legislate backwards and forward.
No, but it's possible to legislate this.
Make a new decision in the future. Like
now, you have a chance to set things right here, and to create an example that will apply and will remind people that if you cheat, there will be consequences. Right now, that message has not been sent.
You know what? I don't think the other players care as much as they say they do. Every interview I've heard from, you know, Ruben Amaro on our station to player after player, they're all like, we thought there was something going on that entire time. We thought there was something funny. Everybody thinks there was something funny, but nobody did anything about it because they all know that they're all cheating in their own way and nobody actually wants to get caught. And if the players really wanted something bad to happen to the other players, they would go to their union and they would say, we need to regulate this because this is about the players as much as it's about the... I would say it is more about the players in this case than it is about the manager, than it is about the general manager, about the owner. They're the only ones who are actually complaining about it publicly, and they're the only ones who weren't punished. So if you really cared, if this really meant something to you, every player should go to the MLBPA and say, we need to regulate this. This isn't fair to the other players. We're all working hard. We can all do something about this. But the entire time when they all knew something was going on, all these players who played against the Astros knew there was something going on, they didn't do anything about it. Just like other players knew that there were players scuffing the ball, they knew there were players on PEDs because they're all cheating and instead of coming out and doing Twitter videos and doing interviews where you're acting, every player acting so high and mighty about what they want to do, then they should go to their union and they should say, we need to regulate this because we're the ones that are cheating.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it because they're cowards and they're posturing for us because we eat it up. We eat it up. We're always, look at Chris Bryant. That's a guy who really cares. Or you know, look at this guy. Here's a guy. They don't really care. If they really care, they would do something about it. They're not doing something about it.
An interesting point. I get it. All right, so normally interaction with the show on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. But today, how about this? Through social media, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. All sorts of comments coming in. Seltzer, what do you got in there? What do people say?
All right, MC Carter says, of course it should be vacated. That's the only way you get it across, that it will not be tolerated.
Yeah, I mean, that's Sean's point. That, you know, they draw a line in the sand, and then that's what it is forever.
Don't think that works?
I don't.
That doesn't work.
I don't think that
dissuades players and organizations from trying to bend the rules.
I mean, let me ask you a question. When the Fab Five
you bent the rules.
When the Fab Five's banners came down, they weren't championship banners. They were, we made
that
the Final Four.
That was years
Hold
later.
Do you think that stopped cheating in college sports?
That was years later.
Oh,
this is in the moment. You have a chance to make an impact in the moment. In the moment, with the guys still playing on those teams, with the guys who are still involved. The Fab Five wasn't even in college basketball anymore.
There are plenty of players and coaches who have gotten nailed for things that they shouldn't have done in college basketball, who have either had to leave jobs or had their eligibility revoked, and all of those things happen, and they continue to do it.
And they all know the Fab Five banner came down. Everyone keeps doing what they do. Come on, man. Next comment in there, James.
Jim Wenzel says, if they take it away, that just opens a big can of worms. I think they'd be. I think they should be stripped of their title, but when and where does it stop? Should Colorado lose their national championship after they got five down? Should Gaylord Perry be kicked out of the Hall of Fame, et cetera?
That's classic, the five down. Remember that?
Why is it hard to understand?
It's a good point. Colorado did get five down.
You do it here. You do it now. This is current. You set a current example, and it will carry into the future. And it won't do anything about the instances of cheating in the past. You know, you can't fix it. This is something you've already messed it up enough with the whole immunity thing.
Oh, that was awful.
You can still salvage some correctness here.
Joe, do you think, okay, asking you who doesn't want to strip it away, do you think it's possible, do you think it's important for the league and the players to prevent this from happening moving forward, or do you not think that is a big deal?
I think that's very important. I think they're going to take the step. I think they already took the steps, right? Where you're going to have a person from Major League Baseball in the room of the video,
right?
So that whole thing is therefore then squashed forever through that means. Now that doesn't mean you're not going to try to find another way around it at some point, but at least the way it had been done won't be done again,
James. If you could trade the last 4 years of Phillies baseball for the last 4 years
for
of
anything, yes, deal. Well, I'm in.
No. Yeah. For the last 4 years of Astros baseball and the entire controversy that came with it, would you trade it?
It's a great question.
Yeah, would we react?
You would.
I probably would. Okay. But I would still think that it should be taken away. Because, again, I understand the idea that in the moment you celebrate the title, it feels like the title and all that. I don't think this is the fans are going to be like, well, we didn't win a title now.
Yeah.
I think it just is. You have to do something here. Uh-huh. They're not doing anything to really punish the people involved.
I'm curious as to how, okay, if we put ourselves in their position as fans, and we had a parade, you know, like we watched the World Series, we went nuts winning the whole thing. Would you feel as though that championship is valid now? And would you care? Like, I think the joy that I would take from that experience would be an awful lot. I mean, that would count for something. And now I would... I mean, you're saying, I think a theme here is that we are all hypocritical because if our team is cheating, we try to cover it up. I think I'd be okay as a Houston Astros fan if this were the Phillies who had won it all mm-hmm. while cheating. I think I would be okay doing the right thing here.
Oh, that's horse crap.
No, really?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Look at how Patriots fans act. Patriots fans have been caught cheating 75 times over
the
last 15 years.
It is
undeniable. And you can go through each one and say, well, that one maybe not. But when you add all of the entirety of it, all they do is cheat. They cheat repeatedly in hundreds of different ways, right? And you ask a Patriots fan, and they'll go, Do you even know what Deflategate really was?
Right. That's true.
Do you even know?
That's true. Like, that's true.
They just denied pounds per square inch.
They always have a comeback, a plan of attack to defuse it. But this case is entirely different.
Nah, I don't think
there
it is.
There is no way to defuse this. They've admitted to cheating. The Patriots have never admitted to cheating.
You can't take away
this,
the parade.
Your
man.
Team.
The parade happened.
I know. So I'm saying it happened. Now you're taking away the championship that went along with it, but you still have the memories, you still have the pride, you still have the joy of winning it all. Now you're just saying, okay, we gotta do the right thing here, and I'm okay with that.
All right.
Like, I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Let me ask the two of you, Spike and Joe, a question.
What?
You both agree that this is not okay, right? That this
Correct.
Cheating. So what would you do then? Because clearly what they're doing is not enough.
I don't think that's clear. How do we know? If they stop it from happening, how do we know that it's not enough? The goal is to stop it from happening, right? The goal is not to have like this. Everybody wants like their, you know, blood. Like, you, I want to see him suspended. And,
right.
and then when they suspend him, they're like, I want to see him suspended 2 years now. And I want more and more and more. The goal is to prevent this from happening moving forward. Not the punitive nature of it does not make any sense to me. What does, I don't really care that much. I don't think it should happen any further. Correct. But I think that somebody will find a way around it. So it's up to baseball to stay a step ahead and to say, just like the FBI does and the CIA does, to stay a step ahead of the bad guys. They should, instead of worrying about punishing people for the past, they should be smart in making sure that it doesn't happen again. So
don't think that punishing people will help to stop things from happening?
Nope. I don't want to get a conversation about the death penalty or whatever, but you have the death penalty and people still kill other people. I don't think unless you are hurting them in the pocketbook, unless you are telling the players, if you did this, we are taking away your livelihood. I do not think the things that you're talking about, like taking championships away, I think intelligence is the way to beat it. You got beat by intelligence. Really, everyone has egg on their faces. This isn't about what the Astros did wrong. Baseball has egg on their face. The other teams have egg on their face. You got beat by somebody doing it better than you. So I think everyone needs to stay ahead of this. I think that baseball needs to do a better job of not turning their back when they know that something's going on and trying to figure out what's going on. Put cameras in every clubhouse. But I know the players won't agree to it because they're fakes anyway. But put cameras in every clubhouse. Put cameras in the dugout.
I'll say this, James. Your question's a good one. What would I do, right? If I'm not going to take championship away, and I don't think there's much that can be done. Again, in part because the commissioner already, first off, issued a ruling against the Astros. Second off, announced that the players got immunity. Right out of the gate. One of my thoughts is I think some of this will go back on the commissioner. If I was the other owners.
I mean, as it should. He has handled this horrendously.
If I was one of the owners, I would start thinking about whether Rob Manfred should be removed from his office.
Bring Bud Selig back.
Well, I mean, whoever it is. I mean, I'm just telling you, like, as often happens with scandal, it goes beyond the primary person. And then you go, I mean, look at the Ray Rice situation, right? The Ray Rice situation, at its core, was a football player punching a woman in an elevator. But it spun into a conversation of, should Roger Goodell have his job?
Right.
Now, he survived it, but for a good portion of time in America, we had strong discussions about, this guy is such an idiot with how he handled the situation as the commissioner. Get him out of office. That's where my mind is moving on this as far as Rob Manfred goes. That's number one. As far as the players go, look, the immunity, I'm sure, is ironclad because I'm sure it was written down on paper.
Oh, absolutely.
And cannot be.
The players' union is strong.
Yeah, that cannot be revoked. I guess the other thing I'd explore, and I'd have to know more about the details of what's on paper, but is he allowed to punish the Astros again? Whereas instead of a $5 million penalty and the suspension for 1 year of the coach and the general manager, can you do more? Can you do something from a salary standpoint? Can you do something from draft picks? I mean, it was David Stern about 20 years ago that famously took 5 first-round draft picks away from the Minnesota Timberwolves because he knew they were trying to circumvent the salary cap with an agreement with Joe Smith, by having an agreement before they were allowed to have an agreement. He took 5 picks away from them. In a sport where 5 first-round draft picks matters a lot, it really hurt Kevin Garnett's career a lot, hurt Minnesota Timberwolves fans, but it punished that team severely. So if you could, I would look into, can you re-punish the Astros? Can you take a massive amount of first-round draft picks away from them? Can you
set their cap lower or something like that?
Think about this. I mean, the NFL, about 10 years ago during that, I forget the exact year, but the uncapped year thing or whatever it was, wasn't it the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins each lost $20 million coming out of that?
That's what I was just suggesting, something where you set a lower luxury tax or a cap for them or whatever.
So, yes, I would explore that stuff. I wouldn't take the championship away. All right, look, again, we'll continue to take reaction on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. When the phone lines open up, we'll rock it there at 888-729-9494. Also coming up, we got to get into the trial. It's in 2 days. Trial of Jota Kamara with the judge, Blake Eskin, in studio. Also coming up, a headline that I saw yesterday that simply does not work for me at all. But I know Richie will be in full agreement with it. He's a knucklehead. We'll address that next. Jota Kamara, John Richie, Spike Eskin hanging out with us on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.